A number of reports coming across my research in the sudden seeming collapse of U.S. and world economic conditions make it clear that, now, the long-feared disaster has begun. There would be no stopping the total collapse from happening, although it might take some time coming. This continues to be the conclusion by even some folks who look at such matters through the prism of Bible prophecy. This collapse will bring on the globalists' desire to begin instituting the Great Reset. That's been long desired by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, WEF, sorts. This means the tribulation is about to begin, or maybe has begun. We can next expect the beginning of the fulfillment of all Bible prophecy. That includes the Antichrist's rise to power and Israel being assaulted. This will result in the catastrophes outlined throughout the book of Revelation. Agreed, when the tribulation begins, the severity of God's judgment and wrath will increase in intensity, and the planet will reel from the resulting carnage. Antichrist will more or less rule for a time, and Israel will become the object of Satan's full-scale wickedness as he strives to destroy God's chosen nation. We see developments toward the rise of Satan's man of sin, each and every news cycle. The WEF and others of that organization's ilk are making great strides toward constructing the new world order long advocated by one-world architects such as the now-deceased David Rockefeller. As a matter of fact, that progress was so aggressively pursued that I believe they were getting ahead of God's governance. That is, they exceeded their allowed evil progression, at least time-wise. And that's why I titled this commentary, Restraint, Derision, Then Catastrophism. My thinking on all this involves the American political left. That is the ideology, perhaps better stated, the theology of the extreme left on the political spectrum of America and the world. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. It is indeed a theological drive toward removing God's supremacy and installing the Luciferian authority embraced by these people and their activities. Each political nuance pursued by that fanatic element is focused on evil continually. That is, the adherence to the woke insanity, for example, accept every form of wickedness God's word says goes against his holiness and his will for humankind. God has thus given them over to the reprobate mind of Romans chapter 1 verse 28. I maintain that the evil coming from the leftist ideology, theology has just been handed an astounding restraint. By the backhand of the Lord of heaven and earth, rather than the sudden downward plunge by the stock markets of America, Japan, and the world being used by the WEF to create conditions to further their Great Reset ambitions, as I'm convinced was intended, God used that contrived event to heap derision upon, in particular, those on the American political left. The stock market's dramatic fall starkly pointed out the abysmal way the current presidential administration has detrimentally afflicted this nation, and thereby the entire world, because the rest of the world economies are so intricately linked to that of the U.S. This, and the chaos created within the party of the anti-God left by apparently choosing totally woke candidates for the 2024 presidential election, in my opinion, is God's hand of restraint and fulfillment of his Psalm chapter 2 promise of laughing to derision. Those who would put their power above the supremacy of God. That was the huge mistake Lucifer made when he looked into that mirror of iniquity and said his, I wills, Isaiah chapter 14 verse 14. And this is to in no way say I believe this means one party will prevail over another in the upcoming election. We should pray and vote as God gives light to the believing mind, the spirit within. With everything that's happening in every direction on the end times landscape, our primary focus should be as Jesus himself commanded. And when you see all these things begin to come to pass, then look up, and lift up your head, for your redemption draws near. Luke chapter 21 verse 28. God's restraining hand will be on this world as long as believers of this age are on the earth. When Jesus calls all of God's family to be with him upon the clouds of glory, all will come crashing down, including the economy that has been miraculously kept from total collapse, as predicted for 2 decades or more. Catastrophism, the complete disruption of things as usual upon the earth, will then be the result of humanity's rebellion and the embrace of Satan's Antichrist counterfeit. That rejection of God will bring judgment and wrath, the likes of which Jesus said will be the worst of all human history, Matthew chapter 24 verse 21. You don't want to be here when Antichrist rules and God's judgment and wrath begin to fall on the rebels of this world. Here is how to go to the safety found only in Jesus Christ when he calls all believers to himself in the rapture. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and will believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verses 9-10.